Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply first class. In the airline industry, first class is a common term. It simply refers to the area where you're going to sit on the plane and how they're going to treat you at the airport. In fact, if you're a first class ticket holder, not only do you get on the plane first, your seats are bigger, they're nicer, there are no middle seats, only window or aisle seats. They're going to feed you. They're going to take very good care of you, and everybody wants to be in first class. Now, some may not want to pay the price for first class, but there is no question about it that people always want to be upgraded to the first class seat. My friends and neighbors, I also say to you that in business, there is a model for first class that attracts great people to your team. That first class model is simply that makes individuals want to come and work with you. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, and say that those who are able to get top talent to stay and remain on their teams are those who implement first class principles. There's a lot of things we can learn from the airlines, and I like to summarize it in our first acronym. Our first acronym is simply the 5 key components required to bring in the top talent on your team by operating in first class. That F says, first of all, we have to make sure that we're orchestrating and thinking about how we make them feel. The people on your team have to feel like they're first class. Stop and think for a moment of everyone that you've recruited, everyone that you've encouraged to join your team, everyone you've worked to build your organization around. How do they feel? Maya Angelou once said, people will easily forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Yes, my friends, think about it. At the airline, they make the first class customers feel great, don't they? They treat you well. They take care of you. It's a lot of yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and they're at your beck and call. You feel like somebody. Well, by the same token, my friends, our teams need to feel like somebody. How do I make them feel like somebody? Well, I'm going to divert for just a moment to our FEEL acronym. 4 key ways to make your team feel first class. First, you have to follow up. Yes, my friends, you must be first class in your follow up. That means when they call you, you call them back. When they email you, you email them back. You don't just get them excited about being a part and then abandon them a few weeks later. No, you're great at follow up. Then next, you educate them. They should learn everything about the organization, the culture, and all the key points you need them to know. Then you encourage them. They should feel like somebody. They should get pats on the back frequently. They should get attaboys all the time. Then finally, you lead them. It's follow up, educate, encourage, and lead. If you want to make them feel great, do those 4 things and they'll always feel first class. That I in our first acronym reminds us of the importance of remaining immovable. Yes, my friends and neighbors, immovable. Think about it. If you've got a business class or coach ticket and you go up to the airline and say, listen, I know I didn't pay to become first class, but I want you guys to just upgrade me for no reason at all, not because they made any mistake or any error, then typically the airline's going to tell you, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Apologies, but that's not our practice here. Well, by the same token, my friends, it's important for business leaders to hold to the standard. Don't change prices. Don't reduce your standards. Don't compromise. Hold the entire team accountable. It takes something to join elite teams, and whatever that something is needs to remain immovable. Whatever your criteria is for accepting people needs to hold true. If you go work at a bank is going to run a credit check on everybody that comes to work in their organization, and they have a minimum criteria that you must meet. And if the person doesn't pass the credit check, they cannot work at the bank. You go buy a car or go buy a home. If you're going to finance it, then those mortgage companies companies and those finance entities have standards. They hold to the standard and they are immovable. If you really want to create a first-class environment, set standards and hold to them. Don't make them apply to some and not to others. Make them apply to all. Don't make some people do things that other people don't have to do. Make them apply to all. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that people will respect your system, your business, your company, your organization more when they realize that there are certain standards that are immovable. That R in our first acronym reminds us of the importance of rewards. Yes, if you want a first-class team, if you want first-class people, if you want first-class customers, I challenge you to consider the art of offering rewards. They should be incentivized. They should be given gifts based on performance and tenure. Think about it. No matter what store you go into today, they have some type of rewards program. They want to make sure that they can keep their customers loyal and they keep their customers coming back. Well, just like you've got it for customers, there should also be a rewards program for your team. Employees, the team members that are there should know that there are incentives and benchmarks that they can hit that will trigger rewards. Now, remember, I don't mean commissions. A commission is not a reward. It's simply a payment that you've earned for doing a particular task. Those are earnings. That's not going to classify as rewards. You can offer them rewards by recognition, by offering them special prizes, even by introducing them to new products and services that they can also offer to make them even better. The airlines do it all the time. They give frequent flyer miles. They give rewards points. They give all types of things. Credit card companies do it as well. So many other groups do it. Well, I challenge you, my friend, to also get in the habit of considering, I say, and offering rewards to your team. Put up prizes that you've paid for, that you have bought, that you've purchased. Not necessarily what I call a filter up reward where the company's offering something and you just piggyback and mention it to the team that you've got. If you have a team of people looking to you for leadership, they should feel like there are some rewards. And that S in our first acronym simply reminds us of the importance of a success system. Everyone that joins a team should be a part of a success system, an onboarding process, a sales process, a referral process. You know what happens oftentimes when people get connected to us and they want to work with us, we're more interested in performance than ingraining a system in their minds. And as a result, we're never onboarding them properly. They get in too fast. They don't learn the ropes. And then, of course, when they don't see performance hitting a certain expectation level, they get down on themselves. You may even get down on them as well. And as a result, they don't last long. Well, when you have a success system, everything is streamlined. Think of it. The airline has a success system. You fly so much, you earn so many points. You earn so many points, you get so many free flights. You buy your tickets in a certain way. Everything is systematic. And in business, the closer it is to becoming systematic, the easier it is for everybody to succeed. I love to know what your success system is. Does your team know that success system? Oh, I wish we had time to get to the team, my friends. We do not. However, if you enjoy this training segment, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.